Is it safe to assume this bull market's going to keep right on rolling? Plus, Tom's going to tell you how he can help simplify the retirement planning process. And later on, what does the latest cost of living adjustment mean to you when it comes to your Social Security benefits? We'll get to that and so much more. But first things first, we do say hello to the man of the hour, the star of the show, and my buddy Tom Fortino. And Tom, great to be with you, sir. How are you today?
Well, it's great to be here, Kevin. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. It is hard to believe that the trick-or-treat and season's behind us. We are now on to full-fledged Thanksgiving and Christmas mode, and I don't know about you. I went to the big box home improvement store the other day, and a little overwhelming seeing all the Christmas trees and the yard decor. I mean, we are knee-deep in the holidays, aren't we?
Yeah, I don't know if I want to say unfortunately. Look, I'm a fan of the holidays. It's great. It's Christmas season, all that beautiful stuff. I know we just skip over Thanksgiving. I was just telling my wife the other day, you know, I turned on the radio, and it's like, what? It's Christmas music. I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, okay, let me do the math here. 2 months. So we start November 1, they start. Okay. So 2 out of 12 months, 1/6 of the year, we're playing holiday music or Christmas music. It's like, come on. Anyway. It is what it is. We'll move on. There's good things to talk about.
Tis the season. You know, it's so funny. I'm 43. Growing up outside of Philadelphia, I looked forward to every year the oldies station in town on Christmas Eve would play 24 hours of Christmas music. I thought that was the greatest thing ever. Now, like you said, 1/6 of the calendar year is holiday music. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yep. It is. Let's just start after Thanksgiving and... That's good.
Yeah, right? No doubt. I got a buddy who owns a barbecue joint. And you know those inflatables you put in your front yard? Well, he's got one inside the restaurant. It's got Santa laying down on the floor with a turkey above him with a sign saying, "Not yet, big guy." So I love like that one. And yeah,
there you go.
Got to enjoy Thanksgiving. And I think the older I get, I don't know about how you feel about it, but I feel like the older I get, man, I've really come to appreciate just what Thanksgiving is and what it means and time with the family and how it really kind of does kick off the holiday season.
I agree with that. It's a great time of year, and it's, you know, I guess it shows what's important, or it maybe it gives us time to reflect and really know what's important to us. And I guess we're going to cover some of that stuff today because that's really what it comes to too. When we talk about planning, retirement planning, and it's about, you know, taking care of you and your family. And that's why this stuff is so important and why, you know, I feel I'm blessed to be able to talk about some of these things to help people out.
Well, let's dive right into it because we do have a lot to cover on the show here this weekend. And it's interesting, Tom, because just recently I was listening to a woman named Fiona Gregg. She's part of the Decoding Retirement podcast. Now, she's the head of investor research with Vanguard. And I thought it was really interesting how she described retirement as the most complex time of our lives. Take a listen to this.
There's such an opportunity to improve and simplify these financial decisions for people. This is probably the moment in their lives in which their financial lives are the most complex. The typical person in their 50s has not one, but probably three or more 401k accounts, plus a one or two IRAs. So this is a very financially complex moment in their lives. And can we help those who perhaps just might not know what to do at this moment?
All right. So Tom, for our listeners who may feel similar, that it is a very complex process, how can you help them simplify when it comes to retirement planning?
Well, I like the term simplify. We talk about this, and in fact, I'm going to simplify it for you. You know, that's why we offer these reports. It's called the Retirement Roadmap. It talks, in fact, the subtitle is The 5 Simple Steps to a Stress-Free Retirement. It is available on our website, alphawealthgroup.com. It does walk you through the process of putting a plan in place. And I'm going to make a statement here, the 5 things, and I'll mention them in a second. If you cover those 5 things, this is my opinion, you are complete. And I'm going to give examples of that throughout today's show. We'll dive into each one of these pieces. But if you think about it, Kevin, this is important stuff. And by the way, let me mention, if you want to download that, we can send it to you, the worksheets plus the report. It is a blueprint. Again, my words that I think will allow you to set up a plan. It's at alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can always call us, too. We will put this packet together for you, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. And, you know, this is crucial because if you think about it, Kevin, we're living longer than ever. And that means a longer retirement. People are living well into their 80s and 90s. And without proper planning, look, it's just that's the biggest fear. Hey, we don't want to outlive our assets. We know Social Security alone isn't enough, and we're going to talk about that because there was a recent change to Social Security. Healthcare costs. Look, we're dealing with that now. We talk about that, all the studies that have been done. I've talked about them before, the inflation with healthcare, but then you just think about inflation. Look, inflation, nobody's protected from inflation. And if you're talking about now I need $100,000 to live on, well, in 10 years, you might need $140,000 just to have the same purchasing power. And we could go down the list. So we're making these decisions of, well, first of all, can I retire? And then you have to say, okay, when should I take Social Security benefits? What should my investments look like? What about long-term care? What about Medicare? A lot of these things, and we're overwhelmed. And some of that is, unfortunately, I think, in this industry. So here we are. That's kind of the setup to what I'm going to explain right now, where I'm confident in when we talk about creating a plan. And when I have my first meetings, I just set up, I want you to understand my mindset. I'm an investment advisor rep. That's how I'm licensed. We're part of a registered investment advisory firm. We do portfolio management. You've heard me say it's not about growing a pile of money and picking at it. It's not about getting to a number. It's not about buying a product. It's about having a complete plan. What does that mean? One, income you can't outlive. That's it. That's the cornerstone. Social Security. If you have a pension, lifetime income, because then longevity risk, I mentioned those risks, longevity risk, well, you're going to get a paycheck for the rest of your life. Market risk, doesn't matter what happens in the market. Your savings and investments, not that you want to, but savings and investments can go down, but the income keeps coming in. So we focus on how do we create income. And again, if you stick around, we're going to get into some specifics today on all of those pieces. And that's in our report. So one, create income. Two, again, there's five pillars. Two, how do you minimize taxes? What are we doing to get to tax-free? I've got a client who's going to have over $100,000 of income, will not pay any taxes. We'll get all their Social Security tax-free, as well as all their other investments. We have to understand how do we get to tax-free. Again, we're going to get into this today. Are you doing Roth conversions? Are you doing Roth IRA contributions? Health savings accounts? Those are all tax-free, zero taxes. The third piece is investments. Again, can we stick to a plan? Do we have a smart, sound investment plan that we can stick with that meets our risk tolerance and investment objectives? And so can we be successful? And then that can supplement the things we want to do in life. See, we have the income. Now we want to draw $20,000 or $30,000. We have the investment plan. The fourth piece is the asset protection plan. So if I post you, what happens if a spouse passes away? Well, a pension could be reduced. The Social Security goes away. You know, is there life insurance? What about long-term care coverage? Again, I'm asking these questions because this is why we talk about being complete. The fifth piece is an estate and legacy plan. It's not just about having a trust to make sure assets flow properly to your children and grandchildren as well as your spouse, but having powers of attorney that control assets during your lifetime. That's it. I just named it. Five pieces. This is what I like to call your checklist, your blueprint. And so that's where we can simplify things. And so if you want that report, or, you know, this is why when people say it's very confusing, well, I just named the five pillars to your plan. And can you check the box on those five? You may not get a perfect plan. No, there is no perfect plan. But if you can use that to say, okay, let me take a look at my income strategies. Let me take a look at how I can reduce taxes and my investments, protect the assets, and make sure I have the right documents in place. This is a plan. That's retirement. I just defined it. And so how strong is your plan?
Once again, if you'd like to pick up that complimentary retirement roadmap, you want to have that conversation with Tom Fortino about putting that plan in place for your retirement. Might feel complex, might feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Pick up the phone. Get on his calendar today by dialing 630-864-6711. Again, it's 630-864-6711. Or you can always download those Alpha Wealth reports by visiting alphawealthgroup.com. Again, it's alphawealthgroup.com. So, Tom, we know every year the government issues the cost of living, or COLA, adjustment for Social Security. Now, it's supposed to keep up with inflation, and for 2026, it's going to be 2.8%. Now, that means the average monthly check will see an increase of about $56 per month. So, Tom, what does that mean for retirees? Should they count on pocketing any of that increase going into the new year?
Well, it's going to be, you know, it's an increase. That's good. And they try to keep up. Look, it's averaged, I think, 2.6%. This is according to the Senior Citizens League. That's a nonpartisan senior group. It's averaged about 2.6 per year over the last 20 years. So it was as high as 8.7% in 2023. Unfortunately, inflation was high, too. So the idea is at least we're getting this increase in the cost of living. Look, there's Medicare premiums that are taken out of that. And so we want to be conscious of all these things. Starting January, you're going to see that increase. And so I've had this question before. I want to talk maybe more big picture. And then, of course, Gavin, relate it back to what I talked about, the five pillars. Income is the number one. Social Security is part of that. So we're going to drill down into some of these pieces. It's also in that report, but the Social Security decision and these claiming strategies, you know, we want to understand what does that mean when we decide to take Social Security. You know, Forbes did a study. It showed that 96% lose on average $111,000 of lifetime benefits because they make the wrong claiming strategies. I had a meeting this week. I went through it with some clients. It happens every week. We talk about the Social Security decision. We do an analysis. But if you think about what your decision here, again, and we talked about making retirement confusing, this is where we try to, our goal is to, again, stick to the numbers. There's no perfect answers, but take a look at it so you're making a decision, and we demystify some of this stuff. Yes, there's going to be a 2.8% increase. And so when you look at your statements in January, even if you haven't been retired, I had this question one time, one of my clients said, well, I'm not going to take Social Security for a couple of years. Does it apply to me? And I said, well, yes, it does. So if you look at your Social Security benefits today, if you're not taking them, and you go back and you go to SSA.gov, which everyone should, that's where your benefits are, and you look at them in February of next year, you're going to see they're 2.8% higher, regardless of, that's because they're just going up. Now, they increase by 8% per year. That's a delayed retirement credit. That's separate from this. So technically, 2.8% plus 8%, if you wait 1 year, your benefit's going to be roughly 10.8% higher. These are pretty significant numbers. Mm-hmm. And so when we talk about not just this cost of living increase, and there has been historically years it's been zero, very few, but and those have been the last 20 years or so. But the point is, when we understand when do we take our Social Security, because if you take it too early, keep in mind you can take it as early as 62, and then you can defer all the way till 70. There's that 8 year period. Well, it grows by 8% per year. The difference is almost 80, I think over 80%. The benefit could be, as an example, maybe $24,000 a year at 62. It could be $44,000 a year at 70. So you see a pretty huge difference by waiting. And keep in mind, if you take it early, because this is where we get back to, Kevin, what we was talking about, this noise and these opinions and this confusion that comes in for people saying, you know, when do I take it? What's the best way to take this? Again, you got to do the analysis. That's what we do. I show what happens if you take it at 62, what happens if you take it at 67, what happens if you wait till 70, what about your spousal benefits? And then we can make a decision. Not perfect, but at least we're making an informed decision. If you take it early, again, at 62, that's a 30% reduction from your full retirement age. It doesn't just reduce your monthly payment for life. It reduces your lower lifetime income earnings. It impacts potentially your spousal benefits, because remember, the spouse get the higher benefits. So you're not just potentially locking into a lower benefit for your life. It could be, again, if you pass away, that becomes the survivor benefit. So there's, again, a number of moving parts. And I just want people to understand, that's why we offer information. We have the Social Security decision on our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. I want people to be informed on these decisions, and we will do the analysis for you. So anyone that is in this process of trying to understand their benefits, I had someone come in last week or 2 weeks ago, and they said, you know, I talked to my advisor. This is not anything against any advisors. There's a lot of great people out there. On taxes as well as Social Security, they said, well, go to this person, and then you can talk to this other person. And we do that here. That's where we're a little different by design. Again, you know, we do manage portfolios, but if someone has questions on taxes, I'm going to try to give you some advice. Same thing with Social Security. But he wasn't sure if he should wait till 70. Well, we looked at him, he was going to take it at 68. And when we added in the spousal benefit, his wife, which is roughly 50% of his benefit, which doesn't impact your benefit if your spouse is taking a spousal benefit, they actually had almost as much money instead of waiting till 70. So he said, I'm going to turn it at 68. That's how you make decisions. And so that's the process we go through. And then we look at your overall income plan. So if you want us to do the analysis for you, we always offer this. We can run that for you. Now you can start to create this clarity in your planning. We'll look at the Social Security. We'll also talk about your overall income plan and how it relates, as well as what can we do to get most of it tax-free. I'll give you some examples coming up of how to get most of your, if not all, your Social Security tax-free. But just give us a call. Pick up the phone. Give our team a call. We'll be happy to sit down with you if you want to throw everything in a box and come on in. We'll run the entire analysis. It will include the Social Security analysis. You'll have a report that you can look at and make help your decision. We'll also look at just creating an overall income plan for you. And so you can look at other ideas and test your plan. It's all part of it. So again, just give us a call, 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. You can also go to our website. I want to make it as easy as possible. You know, we're very informal here. I'm not going to try to sell you something, but I get you some good information and help you in this process to try to minimize some of this, you know, this uncertainty. It's unfortunate, but you don't need to have the uncertainty. We can get you answers. So if you want to go to our website as well, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can get on our calendar. You can get on my calendar. We can even schedule a 15-minute call or a Zoom call and go through some of these numbers for you and get you answers, because that's what we do. We'll get you answers and get you numbers. It's not going to be my opinion. You'll see the numbers, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's why we have to be very careful in this process too, Kevin. You hear people say, well, someone told me I should take it at 62 because I need to get it and just get it as quick as possible. We have to be careful with those things. You know, again, opinions are one thing. Let's look at the numbers and do what's best for you and your family.
If you'd like to have that conversation, again, Tom Fortino and the team at Alpha Wealth Group, they are just a phone call away. It's 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or online, it's alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. So, Tom, when it comes to $54 a month on average added to a Social Security check, 2.8%, doesn't that sort of underscore the importance of having multiple income streams in retirement, much beyond just Social Security?
You know, that's a great point, Kevin. I'm glad you brought that up. You know, if you go to, I think it's even on the Social Security website, and it's in many articles you read, Social Security is designed to replace 40% of your income. Well, then where does the other 60 come from? Mm-hmm. And this is where we had the comment about income planning. We're going to get into some of this as we talk later in this show today. So again, stick around for those ideas, but that's why you're right. Having just one source of income is too close to having no sources. And the other thing, Kevin, which I did mention briefly, is keep in mind, you know, yes, the higher one stays, but if a spouse passes away, one Social Security benefit goes away. So what are we doing to not only create income we can't outlive, but also protect income? And so there's things that we can do there, and we're going to talk about creating joint lifetime income coming up. But to your point, Kevin, yes, it is so critical to create multiple income sources.
So, Tom, I don't think I'm breaking any news here or telling anything that folks aren't going to just completely agree with, but we know nobody likes to lose money when it comes to their investments. But in the case of stocks, there can be a bit of a silver lining, if you will, and it's something called tax loss harvesting. So it creates an opportunity to reduce your federal income tax liability. But Tom, that's a new one, I'm sure, for a lot of our listeners. So how exactly does that work? And more importantly, how can you help our listeners when it comes to tax loss harvesting?
This idea of tax loss harvesting kind of falls into two camps. It's end of year planning, which we've talked about, Kevin. It's also tax planning. We always talk about what's the difference between tax preparation and tax planning. Tax preparation is, you know, April 15th comes along and we just want to make sure we fill out our forms or we have someone fill them out for them. We send them in and we never look at these things. Look, when we come up on the end of year, and I'll expand this into other tax planning. Again, this is where we're different. And I'm going to get back to this theme of we talked about in the first segment of making retirement simple, which is having the five pillars of your plan. We talked a little bit about income planning and the Social Security decision. That's in that segment. And then the second piece is the tax planning. Well, this is part of that. And guess what? They overlap. Because if I can do some positive things on the tax planning side, maybe I get most of my Social Security tax-free. So if I can get income, but I get most of it tax-free, that's a good thing. So we need to be aware of some of these things. So let me come at this a couple different ways. And this is so critical because when you look at end-of-year planning, it's crucial because it allows you to do a number of things. You maximize contributions, we'll talk about that, reduce taxes, and it's your last chance to make impactful moves that can shape, I believe, your retirement future, and because we can start to do this every year. Tax loss harvesting is when you have positions. These are what are called unrealized losses. We'll try not to get too deep in the weeds, but you can sell positions that are at a loss. This is a deductible, and you can offset gains. So if I have stocks or any positions or mutual funds, whatever I may own that are down in value, well, here's an opportunity. If I sell them, well, guess what? I realize the loss. I can take that loss, and again, I can do this every year. I can offset gains, in my portfolio, and I can have a $3,000 up to a $3,000 tax deduction. If I said there's a $50 bill sitting on the floor, would you bend over and pick it up? Well, you know, this is where we talk about these deductions that you can take that we're just not looking at, and maybe we're just not getting the advice on it, right? I look at these things every year, and this really relates to tax efficiency, right? That's why I talk about having your assets, certain assets in tax, after-tax accounts versus tax-deferred versus tax-free. You can't take a deduction in your IRA. You can't tax loss harvest. So that's why we want to own these stocks sometimes for the higher growth, because the capital gains tax plus the tax loss harvesting. These are ways where we can continue to, you know, again, keep more money in our pocket. And this is something we can do every year. It's the same thing with end of year. I'll give you a couple ideas on end of year. But for those of you, you know, take a look at your unrealized losses. Contact your advisor. Say, can you please run my unrealized losses? Are there opportunities here? And then we can start. Guess what? It becomes habit. And this is something we do every year. When you start adding up these dollars, again, thousands and thousands of dollars over multiple years, man, the numbers become pretty big. The other thing that I would say, again, relating this to end of year ideas that also create tax free, don't forget Roth conversions. I've done multiple Roth conversions this year, and I will be doing more. In fact, I just called up a client the other day. You know, I'm pretty proactive about this. I said, you know, because she's not working right now, she's kind of in that phase, they sometimes call it the sweet spot, where her income is low. I said, okay, let's do some conversions. You can do conversions in some cases with no tax or in a 10 or 12% tax bracket. So if I said to you, you can move money from an IRA to a Roth IRA, pay 10 or 12%, never pay tax on it the rest of your life. The tax rate it is on is always zero. There's no required minimum distributions. It goes to your spouse and children tax-free. Doesn't tax your Social Security. Would you do it? Well, I hope so. Mm-hmm. See, again, I'm eliminating opinion, Kevin. I'm talking about facts. I know what your marginal tax bracket is. Let's start to look at these Roth conversions. And that's what I said. It's a crucial time of year, because if you don't do it by December 31st, that's another year you missed. It's the same thing with 401ks. You have until the end of the year to max out your 401k. If December 31st comes and goes, the clock starts over. I'm back to where my contributions start again. I start over. I can't put, you know, I can go up to 31,000 if I'm 50 or over. So maybe, hey, just do it. Again, these are things where I say, hey, just rip the band-aid. It's not so much rip the band-aid off, but maybe if you pull it off a little bit, but just do these things. Like I said, on a Roth conversion, do 5,000. Just do, go through the process so you get comfortable with it. The second thing I would say is maybe call your 401k provider. Say, take out 25% for the rest of the year. I want you to pull out more money. And oh, by the way, put it in my Roth. I mean, this, it becomes, it's empowering and it's fun, because you're starting to take control. And it has an impact on your financial future. These are things where I say accelerate your 401k, do Roth conversions, do tax loss harvesting. As always, we have a report called the End of Year Planning Report. If you want it, we'll get it out to you. But that's something you can pull out each year and do these things. So if you want to schedule a time, too, to look at some of these ideas, things that you can do now and every year going forward potentially, pick up the phone, give our team a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You can also go to our website, as I said, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. Schedule a time on my calendar. We can chat for 15 or 20 minutes. We can talk about, okay, what does it look like if I do a conversion? Does it make sense for me this year? Should I wait till next year? What are some opportunities there? And we'll talk about all these ideas. Again, this is where we're a little different. And as I said before, Kevin, I'm relating it back to the blueprint, the five simple steps, the five pillars to your plan. This falls under the tax component, the second thing we talk about. What is your tax plan? Are you doing what I like to call forward tax planning? And so you can say 4 and 5 years down the road, I move 20,000 this year, I move 20,000 next year. All of a sudden, I have $100,000 sitting in a tax-free account that is tax-free the rest of my life. I do this sort of planning with clients. This is what we do. This is just one example. There's many more. We have a report on getting to tax-free as well. So let's start incorporating some of these things into our planning. You know, it's the old adage, someone sitting under the shade of a tree because someone planted a seed 20 years ago. This is where we can really start to do some things where we minimize some of our risk. Certainly one of them is the risk of higher tax rates in the future. because the tax rate on a Roth is always zero. I'll make one other comment. If most of your money or all of the money is in a Roth or some of these other tax-free strategies, all your Social Security is tax-free. I've given the example before. So this is why we talk about it. I can show you the numbers. Again, not my opinion. So imagine if we could get there. Let's start that journey. Let's start getting these things in place. This is the call to action. Again, you can either give us a call. It's 630-864-6711 just to have a chat about some of these ideas. 630-864-6711 or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can get on my calendar.
Should she take a $450,000 lump sum or the $3,000 check each month? Now, Susie answered that if you take $3,000 a month for life, you run the risk of the pension program being changed or even ended, and there's no legacy when you die. So her advice, take the lump sum, split it, put some into an annuity, and invest the rest. Together with Social Security, you should be fine. Mm-hmm. Now, someone might hear that and say, you should be fine. How would you sort of answer that if someone posed a similar question to you?
Well, Kevin, it comes back to the same thing. Let's separate facts from opinion. You should be fine. I've had some people come in sometimes saying, I'm working with someone and they say, hey, you're okay. You're all set. And it's like, okay, based on what? I mean, maybe they are, but can you give me some clarity? Can you give me some confidence in this and show me how? That's what we do. Okay. So for example, you know, we talked earlier about the Social Security decision. That is an income piece. And so when we go now, and then I'll take one step backwards. We started out with what does it mean to have a complete retirement plan? Five pillars: income, taxes, investment planning, asset protection, protecting the assets, and then estate and legacy planning, having the right documents in place. That's the five pillars. And so now we can take a view and drill down a little bit. Okay, income planning. We spent some time on the claiming strategies and how do we try to maximize our Social Security benefits. Now we can say, okay, that's a piece. Now, like if we can start stacking on top of that. So think of it this way. If between my spouse and I, I have 40,000 of Social Security, they have 30, we're at 70,000. Okay, now let's stack on that. It's that old three-legged stool. Pensions are another one of those things. It's, again, a lifetime income stream that comes in, again, regardless of market, regardless of savings and investments, regardless of age. This is important. So when we talk about the pension decision, it falls in that income category. It's an income. And so in this example, one of the pension options that sometimes available to you, and I would say this first of all, and this is part of what we do in a review meeting when I say bring in all your stuff, throw everything in a box. One of those, for those of you who have a pension, please get the pension information. This happened this week. We talk about pensions all the time with clients. They come in, we go through their options. You're going to get about 10 different options, maybe 6 different options for you. If you're married, what happens if you pass away? We need to know our numbers. So I would tell you, first off, please contact your pension providers and ask them for the information so you have it in front of you and you know the numbers. Now you can start to make decisions. One of the other options, which Susie Orman is talking about, is what's called a lump sum. So sometimes I'll say, okay, or these are options. You get $3,000 a month for the rest of your life. If you have a spousal benefit, it drops a little bit. They'll get half of your benefit. And oh, by the way, there's another option. It's called the lump sum. Here's $500,000 go away, right? You don't get a lifetime income anymore, but now you have the money. Well, that's what Susie Orman's talking about. If you take the money, now the onus is on you to create the income. And so what's a way to do that? Well, you can use an annuity potentially. What's the benefit? The benefit is that you can simulate the pension income benefit, which is a lifetime income. In fact, sometimes it can be better. It just depends. That's why I'm cautious and I run the numbers for you. But if you have a lump sum benefit, a couple benefits or a lump sum option, number one, you can still create the income. In fact, you can create a joint lifetime income that doesn't go down when you pass away. So the spouse still gets the same amount, number one. Number two, you control the income. You can stop and start it. You'll still have an account value. I like to sometimes call it a walkaway value. Your pension, you do not. There's nothing left. When you and your spouse pass away, there's nothing that goes to your children. So there's also this legacy piece. So I just want people to be aware, if you have a pension, take a look at the lump sum option. It may make sense for you because now, what is it? I can still create an income. You know, joint lifetime income. I have control over that income. And to the extent I don't go through that asset, it goes to my children and grandchildren. Mm-hmm. So these are understanding the options, and this can be a significant for you if that's part of your plan. Again, everybody's situation is unique, but you deserve to know these options that are available to you. Again, I may say keep the pension. I don't know. It, you know, depends. But we want to understand what the options are. And so some people aren't aware of this option. If you are in that situation, or if you just want to take a look at some of these things, you know, pick up the phone and give us a call. We'll talk about creating, again, income that is sustainable, guaranteed, lifetime, reliable. I sometimes like to call replace the paycheck income on top of the Social Security decision. This is where we're really starting to create that plan and reduce the stress, because when we have income coming in, the studies have shown, and we have the paychecks coming in, we're more apt to enjoy our life. So, you know, give us a call. Again, pick up the phone, give us a call if you have a pension option and you want to take a look at it. 630-864-6711. Give our team a call. You know, I'll always give you an honest assessment. I'm going to tell you, you know, the pros and cons to each, but at least now you're going to really know. And that's why, you know, I like to provide that clarity as we talk about. And as I said, you can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can get on my calendar there, send me an email, or just, you know, schedule a time to chat or have a meeting. We want to be a resource for you, but to get you answers. So again, we remove some of this confusion and just have facts in front of you so you can make what you feel is the most appropriate decision for you and your family.
Let me ask you this too, Tom. She mentioned, Susie Orman mentions that the pension programs can change. Some can even disappear over time. Mm-hmm. Here in 2025, how real is that, you know, that theory? And I guess, does it vary by employer, by industry? I guess there's probably some factors that are in play there as well, aren't there?
There are factors. I mean, that's one thing you can check with their, how well is it funded, mm-hmm. right? If your pension is funded, they do provide reports. It's a thick, you know, report, so it's real tough to go through. But you can find out if it's 90%, 95% funded, that's good. I mean, here in the state of Illinois, you can appreciate what it means to be what they call unfunded liabilities. It's true with Social Security, too. And they say that's why when you see they're saying there's a potential that Social Security benefits will be reduced because it's not funded properly. It's the same thing with pensions. Is your pension plan funded properly? So you really want to make sure. What we've seen that's pretty common now is pensions are getting frozen. First of all, there's fewer and fewer companies that are providing it, but then some that have provided said, okay, it's frozen. New employees are not getting it. It's not going to increase like it was. We've frozen it, frozen the pension plan. We're not contributing to it anymore. That's pretty common. So yes, you're getting back to those. They can change, but you also want to know if it's funded properly. And so again, if you take control of it, those are the upsides. Now you control it. Now you can still create the income. You can still simulate the pension. But now again, you control the income stream. You control the asset. And then to the extent you don't go through it, and then you can again have the survivor benefit. And to the extent you don't go through it, it goes to your children and grandchildren. Those are the positives. So this is why you want to get what I would say an objective, honest evaluation of that. And understand what your options are, and it's important to make, because these are irrevocable decisions, Kevin.
Right, no doubt about it. Well, they're big decisions. They're not ones you want to try to tackle on your own. That's why Tom Fortino and the team at the Alpha Wealth Group is just a phone call away, folks. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Online anytime at alphawealthgroup.com. Again, it's alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, time flies when we're having fun. Another great show once again here this weekend. And before we do run out of time, sir, the floor is once again all yours for the final word.
Thanks, Kevin. Well, you know, we started the program out with the discussion of what does it mean to have a complete retirement plan. We defined it. We took kind of the 10,000 foot view of this is what it means to have a plan, the five pillars to your plan. That information is available. Then we drilled down a little bit into some of them. And we just can't cover everything. It's not possible, obviously, in the time we have.
Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.